Episode of the Self to Run with Tactics podcast. It's been a while and it shouldn't be. Today we're going to model something, but besides that, we're also going to talk about certain important things with which I'm gonna come up with. But yeah, I'm very sorry for you not being able to see me. It is already quite dark. It is 10:30 as I'm seeing it, which is a bit of a thing. I guess that we're gonna start Houdini just because, I guess. Or should we? Nah, it's gonna be Houdini. I do really love Rhino. I do hope you know Rhino. I never actually quite know how to differentiate all of them, because I mean there are some ways to differentiate them, and you know, certain characteristics that are pretty unique, I'd say. I mean, for Houdini, it is definitely, you know, the ability to work with notes primarily, I would say. For most other softwares, I think it is somewhat of a of an additional way to do things. I mean, in Blender, of course, when you're doing materials and whatever, you don't have to use them. Yeah, it is an additional thing. Anyway, we are gonna start with something I do not know, with a geometry. Hopefully, there we go. And in this geometry, we are gonna have a sphere, because today we're just gonna have a sphere. Should be a bit rounder, and I do wanna see here. Not this. I do wanna see my curves like that. Exactly. Most often I really like that. You know, seeing, I never know if it's the iso curves, if it's the edges, if it's whatever. I do like to see them, because I think it is a good thing. We're gonna blast some of them away. And we could actually randomize it, because today I have once again figured out how to do so. Because I can do this, and then I'm having a randomized thing. So, but I do want to have it in two values, so that I can then say either delete one or delete two. And this probability of value B just means how much of one that I'm having, period. So when I'm going into here and saying CD is 1, at CD is 1, then I probably blast them away. I could also do 0, I guess. Let's do 1, attribute name, whatever, details. No, I didn't want to do that, but I wanted to do this. My fault. So what we're having now is all of the white ones being deleted. So when I type in the 0, I'm gonna, it's exchanging it. It's, either the black or the white one. Or the white pieces. I guess that, I don't know. I want to have the black ones, actually. I guess. And we are gonna poly extrude this. Let's see what we're having here. Yes, I don't know what this is. It is not. Dang. Oops. I'm sorry. If that was really loud, I'm really, really sorry. I do hope you can see it, and you do see it. But I wonder why you do see it, actually. Anyway. What we're gonna do now, maybe curve from point from curve from edges. Let's see what we're getting here. We're getting this. which I think is quite cool. We are having a line and we're gonna copy to points. We could actually also copy to curve. Since we're having a curve now, we could actually try that. Let's see what this looks like. Interesting. I don't know what that shit is. Is this normal? I still really would like to know how to. Sometimes I'd like to not have it placed to the normal of this particular point, but just, being placed. I mean, this is actually kind of a good, let's say, estimation of what I would like to have, kind of. And a few more points would also be kind of great. What can I do there? Anyway, additional rotation. That is actually quite good. Apply. What is a yaw? I mean, in terms of animations, in terms of some, just creating cool stuff, Houdini is the right thing to use. The only problem I think that there is the apprentice version, and or using the apprentice version for animation, I think is not the best idea because I think it is limited to 720p and also to one render engine, and this one is not, I think, using the GPU and only is a CPU render, which is really slow then, and definitely not the best option, but I mean, it is what it is. Can't do too much about it anyway. But I kind of actually like that. We could see what this. I mean, this also has something that I don't particularly like it. I think keeping it like this is actually quite a cool thing. I would like it to be white though, because I just can't see it. Anyway, we're gonna poly extrude this piece as well. And it should extrude edge normal, point normal. Yes, this is apparently the one that I was trying to find. And I kind of think it is already cool. It's not much. It really isn't. And I would definitely like to have certain railings there, or maybe a staircase or whatever, so that it kind of feels a bit more like something, and not nothing. Another thing that one can always add is like poly wires. At this point, though, I'm kind of bored. Poly wire. They bore me quite a bit because I have seen it, I guess, and then blurring it, blur, and then we're blurring it quite a bit, and now we're having this thing, whatever this thing is, but I like it. What if I'm, can I? This is now a good question. What if I scatter this? When I'm scattering it, I'm just getting a bunch of points. Can I skin that so that I'm getting a volume out of it? Apparently not. That is a pity. But I kind of like it. I really do kind of like it. But I don't know if I like this one more than the other one. Maybe we can merge it. Nope. Maybe we can merge these two. And you can't see much, and this is why we are transforming one of them. Probably making this more fluent poly wire thing a bit bigger. Maybe something like this. I mean, if they were of different color, I think it would look better. So How do I make this a different color? I don't even know. Can I color? Paint color, Labs Edge color, flow map to color. I can indeed do so. That is insane. That is insane. But I do want to have it black and, maybe. I do want to have it something like this. We might actually blur it even further, though. I mean, I don't know what this is. I don't really know what this is. We might also play around with the poly wire, seeing if more segments is better. Or if it's just even more of just something. I think it's better to have less of them. This doesn't do much. This doesn't do much either. This doesn't do much either. This does something. We might actually make it a bit bigger, I guess. Might be cool or good. And then when we are going up with this, we're maybe having it actually a bit smoother than before, but I don't know. Let's see. What we could do now, though, or what I would like to do now, is doing this connect pieces, whatever thing this is called. Yeah. And I do just want to have like a few of them. And now I wanna copy 2 points. I wanna copy 2 points once again, a line. And then we're gonna skin it again. What I've seen is using this technique to have to make a staircase, when you're having just a few lines and then you're connecting them with the skin, which is kind of like a loft, as far as I can tell at least. Yeah, noise. Definitely what I wanted to have. But I would like to. Maybe let's get rid of this and that and see what it now does. And also reduce the length of it, having just 0.1 or something. But they're still all over the place, which I do not necessarily want to have. So I kind of want to get rid of the normal, I guess. So can I delete? Attribute delete? Can I do so? Point attribute, let's see. Position. Vertex attribute. Texture. Can I delete the N? This would actually be quite helpful. This would be quite helpful. Normal. Well, let's see what the skin does. The skin does that, and I don't really like it. Do you actually see my screen? No, you don't. That's good. I think that this is something that we're gonna do next time, though. So, I wish you the best and hopefully see you soon.